Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Of the promise that the Holy Spirit
fell upon them, and they were all filled. The promise and the prayer went in hand. Thank you, Lord, that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. If we rest our expectation on your promise while we pray and wait on you, we will continue to be blessed. We want to ask you, O Heavenly Father, that you send an extra blessing, O Heavenly Father, on those that need it. Send an extra blessing down to AA Performance, O Heavenly Father. Help them in that business to continue to build safe and fast and champion race cars, O Heavenly Father. We want to ask that for those of us that had troubles this weekend, that you heal them, O Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for allowing each and every spectator to made it home safely from this weekend, O Heavenly Father. Every racer that wasn't injured, spectator that wasn't injured, we want to thank you for those. And the ones that were injured, O Heavenly Father, we want to ask that you pray for them. We want to ask that you heal our brother, Big Dave, as he rests and gains strength back, O Heavenly Father. We want to ask that you just continue to bless him and cover him with the blood. All these blessings and more. I want to ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all once again for allowing me to pray for the Grudge Nation in a whole. I appreciate that. Let me go to the lines right quick. Brother been sitting in here. 941-3005. Let me get you in here. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman Show. For some reason, I can't hear you. I don't know if maybe I'm getting now. Can y'all hear me out there? Somebody hit the one. Let me know y'all can hear me. Let me just think. I appreciate it. Let me go right here. 478-8870.
Yeah, we can hear you, Brad. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, I appreciate that. How you doing this morning?
Doing all right.
Okay, though. You want to see anything, Big Kenny, or you want me to throw you back on? But I appreciate it.
No, appreciate the prayer for Big Dave. You know, like I said, we all wish him a speedy recovery. You know, that's about it.
Okay, though. I appreciate that, Big Kenny. Pleased to have you on. Just hit the one button if you want to say anything. I'll get you right on in, big brother.
All right.
I had another hand flash up. I don't know if you was doing, but I'm going to get you in here. 910-5440. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Good morning, Brad, man. Good morning to everybody. I just want to wish Big Dave a good and a successful speedy recovery. And I just want to send a little shout-out to Dog and Mike Hill. And just want to tell them thank you for going live Friday night and, you know, giving everybody kind of insight on the race that was going on down there.
Definitely.
And we appreciate it.
Who am I speaking with again?
Oh, you're speaking to Tony.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Man. Hey, were you in the house Saturday night?
No, my brother was down there. But, I mean, you know, Dog, he did a live show, you know, on the phone Friday night, you know, step by step or whatever. And it was pretty good, man.
So did you hear that Trigger Man and that little Mustang got skin up out there from that guy that be throwing the races, Mandrell Shut Up and Race, that guy with the cyanide car? Did you hear that on the show?
Yes, that was Friday night.
Yeah.
They said
That was gonna be my topic this morning: how to save yourself if you inhaled or sniffed or drunk any type of cyanide. I had the serum on how to save yourself from that, but I ain't gonna do it. But in lieu of Trigger Man, he is a good dude when he wanna be. Was gonna be this morning.
go ahead, run with it, Brad, man.
Oh no, you know Brad, man. Just be playing around, just you know, throwing little pebbles, not big boulders at folks. You know what I'm saying? I don't want Trigger Man to throw him for a moment. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be good. But y'all stand back. We got the number one grudge. This man is everything to the grudge world. I can't announce like this man can announce. Let me get him in here. The one and only. Uh-oh, my bad. This he going to have to check on this for me. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, Red Man, what's up, baby? Hey, look here. I got some good news and bad news, man.
You know what?
I got some good news and bad news. You know I got a show this evening, Red Man. So I really can't show out on your show today because my voice kind of still gone from this weekend, man. 3 days of that stuff. And I'm glad people like Tony that's on the phone now, man, Red Man, they keep me doing this and stuff because as long as I know one somebody appreciate the stuff we go through, Red Man, it makes me want to keep going, though, man. So, Tony, thank you for appreciating me for what I do. But, Red Man, you was there, too, man. And like Lord I said, all I'm going to say was an exciting race. And unfortunately, I can't really give you a big rundown on it, Red Man, because I got my show tonight and my throat is killing me right now. I just had to drink me some lemon juice just to try to get on here to talk to you. And but Red Man, you was down there too. You seem to be having a good time. And like I said, I wish we wouldn't be fighting and arguing with these different organizations and different people, because that race, sad to Red Man showed you, man. Hey, man, it's all about racing, man. And man, did we have some good racing. And Red Man, you was there, so you ought to be able to tell them too. If anything come up that might be confusing, Red Man, I'm gonna be on hold to try to straighten it out. And I gotta admit, Friday night, God dog it, I didn't want to make Jamie mad at me, but Mandrea made him tap out. He tapped out, Brad, man.
Yes, that was going to be, I had looked up, for those of you that don't know, well, first of all, let me let y'all have a rundown. We are supposed to have a Tech Talk tip in here this morning, and he's running a little late. I'm waiting on him to get in. And we're going to have a Tech Talk tip. But while we're waiting, I am going to say that I looked on the Internet how to clean cyanide out of your system before you die. And I was going to give that to Jamie if he would key the one button. I was going to give that recipe to him because he walking around, and I don't know how much Mandrill injected in him, but it looked like 3-4 collins to me. What you think about?
Red Man, you're messing me up, Red Man. Come on, man.
So, I mean, if it's 3 or 4 codlings, I do have a serum for that. Anything more than that, Jamie, you need to get to see some medical attention ASAP if you're listening. Trigger Man, you need to go seek medical attention. Just stop walking, and we will send Medivac out to get you before you fall over. Cyanide is all in your system. With that being said, let me grab this next one, and we'll go from there. 803-8211, 803-8211. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time for Your Mind show. How can we help you?
Good morning, Bread Man. Good morning, this truck driver. Good morning, dog.
What's
and everybody.
On? What's going on?
And then I see, you know, my prayers go out with Big Dave. I apologize, saying I meant to put something in one of y'all hands to get Big Dave. I will get it to him. So, you had a good show Friday. I had a ball Saturday.
Okay. Also, I'm gonna talk about Bread Man. We did take up a little token of appreciation for Big Dave, and I gave it to Chick to give it to him. Chick and Ricky, and I want everybody out there to know Ricky, Chick, and all the guys. Derek and all of them, man, they are 100% buying Big Dave, and our prayers are still going out to him, Bread Man. So, Big Dave and his wife and his family and everything, we love all y'all, man.
Definitely. So, all you listeners, I know that we just said prayer and everything. I hate it for it to be like the church or whatever, but we ain't asking for, you know, a big donation, but, you know, all of us, the committee or the community is what I'm looking for.
Red,
we just $5 would definitely help.
Red Man.
Towards a Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I wanted to stop you because I even though my throat hurting, I got to say this in because you done made me about to well up inside. Don't ask nobody to give nothing like that, Brad, man. Because what I'm gonna say is, I'm gonna say it like this here, Brad, man. We're not out here begging folks for contribution for a fallen soldier. If you wanna give from your heart. I don't care if it's some change. And one guy said, "Dog, I ain't got nothing some change." I said, "Change adds up." But I'm gonna say this, Brad, man. I'm highly, and I didn't wanna make it negative, but I was gonna have a segment on my show. I'm highly disappointed in a lot of stuff. What I mean by that, Brad, man, I collected money 2 days. At Dave's home area, and I ain't trying to make nobody look bad, but I collected money 2 days, and I'm very sad to say, the guys from up North Jersey and New York, man, I was with them for 30 minutes, and I got more collections from them than I did for the whole 2 days. That's all I'm gonna say, Brad, man. I'm a little disappointed, but I want to apologize. Nobody has to give to nobody. But when you want to give from your heart. That's where the blessings come from, giving. That's all I got to say about that, Brad, man. I'm a little ticked off. I'm going on mute.
Well, there y'all have it. We need this together like we do when we go to races, you know, the South. Nothing against the North. The North, y'all doing the right thing. And, I'm not afraid to talk about issues like this right here because sometimes we do need to step up and better ourselves, and we do need to step up on things that if we can give to the Red Cross, if we can give to a lot of these other places, then we should be able to give to somebody we know and actually can walk up and shake their hand. That's what I do. The way I give is I like to see my giving being used. I will still give to the Red Cross. I do when I go in the Kroger, a dollar here, a dollar there. But when it comes to my associates that I deal with, it can be anybody up North too. We never know what someone is going through. A little bit helps. That's why I'm just speaking on the community as a whole, not trying to put this on one man, one individual. And that's what Dog is also trying to spread as well. With that being said, I think we need to get on and move on to the tech tip because he definitely needs to get in here and get to work. We'll get back to work once he gets this squared away. I think this is him right here. Hold on 1 second. Good morning.
Good morning, Breadman. How are you? Good to be back on.
Yes, for those of you that don't know this voice, this is the one and only Nelson Performance, Chris Nelson it is. Thank you for getting back in here. We've missed you, and this is for you getting back in here. I know
thanks
that you've been busy. Oh, yes. I know you've been busy. Pro-Mod season, getting these guys ready for the PDRA. What's on your mind this morning? I know that you've been getting a lot of calls from, you know, not our stuff, but just trying to find out how we can better the piston area, you know, the rings, the blow-by. That, you know what I mean, is going, it's, you know what I mean, windshield, basically the questions you've been getting from what I've been, you know, looking at online and stuff is, when should we refresh our engine? I guess that's the question at hand this morning. What do you think?
Well, it's a very good question and a very complex question. Now, we'll just start at the beginning because this is where a lot of our focus has been in the past couple years as far as getting these engines sealed up better. For a long time, people kind of think, oh, they're loose. They have large end gaps, and they got gas ports that'll help seal the ring up when the nitrous comes on. All these things do have merit, and they're, you know, correct to some extent. We're getting to the point where we're starting to see the ill effects of not having these engines sealed up real well. And that's one of the things that suffers is ring life. Also, learning how the engines fail is a help, too, because sometimes when we monitor crankcase vacuum and we see it start to suffer from the tune-up, And we know when, you know, that we're starting to lose that ring seal, and then we're getting blow-by down into the ring package and damaging the oil rings and lifting ring lands and things of this nature. The problem that a lot of guys have, they run the engine too long without enough maintenance or preventative maintenance, so to speak. And if you don't catch an issue when it's very small, it'll turn into a big problem. Then you hear these, oh, I burn a piston. Well, more than likely that piston didn't just happen in one run. A lot of times there'll be very minor damage where it'll pinch or maybe a second ring, and the ring steel will start to go away. Then over time it'll lift the top ring land, and now we've really lost all the, you know, ability to seal up that cylinder, and it starts blowing, you know, cylinder pressure down into the oil ring set, and then eventually we have no vacuum and we'll have positive crankcase pressure, which boils the cylinder and detonates and burns the piston, and sometimes the cylinder head, and guys are, oh, I'll burn a piston. But really, it started runs beforehand, and I have some customers that race on a high level, and every run they'll monitor, you know, their race pack and look at the crankcase vacuum and use that as an indicator. They'll leak the engine down through a leak down procedure in between runs, and if they see a cylinder that's starting to gain leak percentage, then they'll pull it out and take a look at it. Now, some of the easier ways, rather than being that hands-on with the engine, is, you know, some guys have a vacuum gauge. Some guys will have, you'll hear when you shut the engine off that it you can hear the vacuum being released inside the crankcase. If you have any of these signs, you have a little bit of oil weeping out of the engine in certain places, there'll be indicators that the vacuum has gone away in the crankcase. And when I say talking about what we create with a, you know, a belt-driven vacuum pump, rather than just putting breathers in the valve cover, at that time, you know, you need to take a look at it, get with somebody. If you're not, don't have the tools yourself, get with somebody, whether it be a friend, a fellow racer, or a shop or something of that nature, to do a couple of these preventative maintenance checks, because it'll save yourself thousands of dollars to disassemble the engine and maybe just as simply replace the rings, rather than burn the engine up and now you have to replace what was damaged plus all the additional damage that was created, whether it be a sleeve in the block, piston, connecting rod that was burned on top, cylinder head welding and repair. I mean, it can just add up to thousands of dollars of additional, you know, byproduct of the original problem that, you know, things that also suffer damage. So it's a good idea to, you know, keep in mind all of these things as you're racing, because, you know, preventive maintenance, I harp on it a lot, but it saves these guys money. And realistically, we don't, as an engine builder, don't want to just do repair work all the time. You know, we can do some service work and get a guy in and out and, you know, doesn't spend all of his racing budget for the whole year just doing engine repair. It's better for everybody. We've got more guys out there racing and using their stuff and not tearing it up. It helps their level of fun. It helps, you know, look better for us, too, as far as not tearing stuff up all the time. So that ring seal is one of the key things. Now, if you'd like, we can take some calls and get a little bit more in-depth on that, and some of the different materials that we're using, some of the different finishes that we apply to the cylinder wall, and the tools that we've bought to measure these finishes, rather than just, you know, it has a 220 grit finish. Well, depending on a lot of factors, that can be true, or, you know, it could not in fact be what it's supposed to be as per the stones that we use to finish it. We spent some money and got some expensive measuring equipment to, you know, do that, and in turn we've taken some of these nitrous engines that'll commonly leak down in the 40% range, and everybody thought that was acceptable or the norm, and got those down into the single digits, which, you know, really helped prolong the life of the rings and the piston.
Well, my question, Chris, is what would be a simple and basic tool that basically, I'm saying, the average starting grudge racer need. You know what I mean? To just, I mean, not real high maintenance, but just the average two that, you know what I mean, we would need, someone on a small budget. If we can help them, what will be the main two that they would need to check these?
If it was me, I don't care for a compression test. Fool you very easily. So I don't prefer to use just a single compression gauge. If I had my way about it, I'd recommend that a racer get as good of a leak down tester as he can afford. They've got them in auto parts stores, or you can get them from Moroso, or Jag sells one under their private label. And it just has two gauges on it. It'll measure inlet air pressure and basically an outlet pressure. And you figure the difference between the two. It's simply as if you had 100 pounds of line pressure coming in, and the first gauge was set at 100. The second gauge read 90. That means it's capturing 90% of that air pressure in there and has 10% leak. A lot of these gauges will have a red, a yellow, and a green as far as, bad, okay, and good. That simplifies it for a lot of guys. As for different applications, they'll leak down differently. My advice would be to get your engine, whether you break it in on the engine dyno or you break it in at the racetrack, get it so broke in, or so to speak, when it's new, and record those leak down numbers. And more so than anything, watch for change. And if you see, a drastic change in those numbers, then you'll be on the front side of a problem. Now, when a piston's burnt, has a hole in it, has ring lands chewed off of it, I mean, it'll leak 100%, which means it won't capture any of the cylinder pressure, and, you've obviously got big problems. But if your engine's one of those engines that brand new, broke in, leaks 10%, and 20 runs later, it leaks down 10%, then, you're in good shape. If you go out, and before you go out, you leak it down, give an indicator of what kind of shape it's in, especially if a grudge racer. I really feel like, the grudge community has more to lose than a class racer due to sometimes you got one run with everything on the line. If, a guy in a class, he loses first round, he's got his entry fee, he's not really out a whole lot. But if you're willing to risk, hundreds of thousands of dollars on one run, then I think it would be wise to spend around $100 to do some preventative maintenance to make sure that car is ready to perform at, its peak ability. And that's one of those things. You're just going to leak it down and record your numbers cylinder by cylinder and check it, after the race, if that's what you have time to do. And just make sure that you don't have a cylinder that's going away on you. And that'll be the first indicator that you may need to just pull the cylinder head off and, put one ring in it or one piston or whatever the case may be. We get in some scenarios, too, where they'll leak down and we'll take it apart, and it just has the tension out of the top ring. So they'll leak down bad, and all it really needed is a ring set. I just did an engine for one of our Outlaw 632 customers where he sent it back to us. He said, their leak down went up to 40% in two cylinders, and he knew he had a problem. So he sent it back. We pulled the heads off, the oil pan, put a set of rings in it, put it back together, back in the 15% leak down range for an aluminum block that was acceptable. And he's back on his way. He spent parts and labor, very little by comparison to what he would have spent from burning the engine up, and maybe just as little as one or two more runs. So, it really saves end user, the owner, money, to do these preventative maintenance things. And I know, Breadman, that's one thing you and I have talked a lot about, and I harp on it, but I just want to drive it home of how important that is to get out there and do that. I mean, it'll save you guys money. It'll, might make you money instead of costing you money on a grudge race. And it's just the utmost of importance is that preventative maintenance.
Question. Got a question for Breadman, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. He open.
Hey, Mr. Chris Nelson, how you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
right, this dog down there, you know,
yes,
I
sir.
Listen to you, run against a bunch of your parts, and don't mind coming down there in Florida sometime, beating up on y'all, boy. But I got a simple question that I don't know why they text me the question. They on Bread Man Show, but they text me the question. They say, what does it mean when your vacuum pump tank are blowing smoke? He said he doesn't see new engines where they smoke. He doesn't see old engines where they don't smoke. What does the vacuum pump smoke mean from your vacuum pump? You know, the container over there.
It's a correct question. So I have seen new engines that do that when they're not sealed up very well, and I've seen engines that have runtime on them do it once they have a blow by. Basically, what you're seeing is that cylinder pressure or the combustion that's getting past the rings and being sucked out through the bottom side, through the crankcase, and back into that breather tank. That is an indicator of some trouble to where you don't have real good ring seal. Now, that may be a ring problem, maybe a piston problem, or it could be the bore has some damage or it's out of round. But that is it. That is a indicator of there is some sort of problem. Also, to expand on that, if you start to see a change in what you get in your catch can for the vacuum pump, to where for the first 15 runs of its life, you didn't get a drop. And then all of a sudden, you're draining out, maybe an inch of oil out of there into a cup every run. It's talking to you. It's telling you that there's some sort of issue going on where it's got more blow-by than it originally did. So that's a very good warning sign, something to be cautious of, something you want to check. And that's one of those things where I was talking and harping on the leak down test. Performing that test is very key because you can open up the radiator cap and look in there and see if you have bubbles bubbling out of there. It will be an indicator of a head gasket starting to leak and where some of your leakage will be going from. You can put your ear to the exhaust or the header collector. If you hear air coming past there, it's coming past the exhaust valve. Same thing by opening the carburetor, putting your ear to it. And if it's coming out there, it's getting past an intake valve. If you were to take the breather line off of the valve cover and put your finger over it and it's blowing air past there, then it's getting past the rings. So that test there can give you a little bit of an indicator on where the problem is and a direction it goes, seeking it out, where to fix it.
Pretty good, man. Damn good answer, Chris. Top notch, brother. Appreciate it, Red Man. Appreciate it, Mr. Nelson.
Well, we at this time, if y'all have any questions, the lines that I have lit up already are open. Y'all can come on in with a question. Otherwise, everybody else can hit it. If y'all, got a question about your engines that you like to discuss, get him while he's available. He has about 2 more minutes left before he has to get back to work. We're going to keep on with the show. So with that being said, y'all, with your mics open already, you can go ahead with your question.
If I'm gonna hold my question, Brad Man, because I don't want to take up all the show. But if ain't nobody got a question, I got a question, but I wait.
Well,
no time like the present. I'm a little long-winded, so this will work out fine.
Well, if they ain't gonna send in Brad Man, I'm gonna go and get mine on out the way. But it's to help promote his thing. Chris, I know a lot of people that runs Chris Nelson Motors. Why is your motors per se better than? Well, I ain't gonna say better. I'm gonna say why you think your product is good, and why a lot of people like to run your product.
Well, I think I'll say this first. I think there's a lot of smart people in the world, a lot of good engine builders. I also like to say I think I'm one of them, and the guys at my shop are part of that success. A big part of it comes down to, we sell the same parts. We use the same machine equipment. It's a level of caring is what I think it really boils down to. I'm a young guy. I got a long time to work in this field. I got some good advice early on that said, put a good product out there. Try to take care of your customers as best as you can and be available to them. You have to figure out a thing to sell that not the next guy doesn't have for sale. And for me, early on, trying to crack into the level of racing that I wanted to be involved with, I didn't have that name, the Real Morrison, the Gene Fulton, the Sonny Leonard type of name. These guys have been at it for 30-plus years. And I was trying to crack into that level of customer that I wanted to deal with. So I said, okay, what do I see these guys have that I don't? And I tried to learn from that. And I also was fortunate enough to be able to take apart each and every one of those types of engines. So I was able to look and learn something from the big guys in the industry because I got their engines for repair or service work or freshen ups. As they don't have the luxury because, say, most of those big guys will get just their own engines back. So they're looking at their own stuff, and that's it. Well, I was fortunate enough to look at everything and become more well-rounded, look at one engine and say, man, I really like that. That's a great idea, and I'm going to incorporate it into what I do. Look at another engine, saw how something failed, and I said, I'm going to make sure I don't do that. So those were some of the things that were a luxury for me to look at various high-level engine builders' work and adapt what I liked and what I didn't like, and then put our own spin on things and was able to sell, you know, a custom engine to somebody. That's why we don't have a crate engine. We don't have a, oh, give me one of your 632s. I think the last one we did is the best one we've ever done. So I always try to incorporate the newest stuff we learn in every engine. I attend a lot of races, not as many as I used to, but I do attend a lot of races. I want to be hands-on to get that feedback, good or bad. And if I'm standing there behind a car and something happens, I want to make sure it's good. So I put everything that I've got, my employees, what we have, kind of our heart in, because a lot of times we're going to be standing there in the pit when that car gets towed back, and we want to make sure it's a good feeling and a high five rather than go, what the hell, man? You know, so we put a lot into it. I think we try to sell a little bit of service beyond just the sale of the engine. So when the engine goes out the door, it's Saturday and you got a question, you might have to wait till Monday morning to be able to get a hold of some of these bigger engine builders and ask that question, where I try to make myself available. Somebody's at the racetrack. It's their hobby. It's my profession. So I don't expect them to be an expert, but I want to extend, you know, any expertise that I may have to them to answer a question as they're going. I spoke to a guy in Texas this weekend, Saturday. He called me quickly. He was about ready to load up by the time I got him called back, answered his question. He continued to race for the weekend because he was able to overcome his problem. So those are just some of the things that I think that, you know, we try to do our best at. We're not perfect. You know, as we grow, we have growing pains also. And, you know, but I try to remember these things, and I have conversations with good people. Redman and I had a conversation the other day. We were talking about some things, and he gave me some insight from a point of view that I wasn't looking at. And that's good because it helps get you more well-rounded, you know, put out the best product we can. You know, for a long time as a young guy, I wanted to do every engine at the racetrack, you know, and feed your ego, so to speak. Well, as I've gained experience in the industry, I realized that I want to work with the guys who, one, we enjoy working with, that are willing to do it right, you know. And that doesn't mean spend all the money they've got. That means when the engine needs something, they trust in us and we're telling them for the right reasons, not just trying to get in their pocket. It's for their best interest as well as ours, and they're willing to do it right. And that's the guys we're trying to align ourselves with rather than a guy that says, hey, I need a rebuild, but I've only got $1,500. Can we skip putting rods in at this time and go out there and try to run their aluminum rods another 100 runs, and then they break a rod and they're down for the whole season? We get a black eye because, you know, one of our engines went out there and failed. And, you know, that's what we're trying to steer away from these days, is rather than do everything at the racetrack, you know, align ourselves with good customers and guys that we want to work with and try to service them as best as we can. So that's kind of my business model, as updated as it can be, because it changes time and time again, but that's more of the direction we're looking to go in the future. And hopefully it makes it a little less stressful for us and speeds up our turnaround time on engine builds because we don't have so much work in the shop, things of that nature. So try to work with people as best we can, and that's what we have to offer that maybe the next guy doesn't. So that's what I try to shoot for.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent answer. But, Bread Man, you telling the truth, though. I thought you couldn't find nobody that had long-winded than Ernie, but I think we just found him.
Guilty as charged. Hey, man, I'm passionate about what I do. You know, it's second nature to me. I'm a young guy, but I've been at it for a long, long, long time. And, you know, it's just, this is what I like to do. It was my hobby before it was my job, and when I'm not working, it's my hobby again. So I really enjoy it.
Well, with that being said, Chris, hey, I appreciate you, and I'm going to let you get back to work. Extending an opportunity for the callers to get in here. I guess right now it's still the beginning of the season, and, they just wrote it down in their books. It's something they need to look forward to. We did listen, and I'm sure everyone, you know what I mean, would take this to heart, you know, about looking at signs that why we need to refresh or whatever. But I want to thank you again for getting back in here, and we look forward to you getting in here or someone representing us, definitely. And I want you to keep up the good work. I'm not going to hold you. I know you got clients that are calling now. So, we got somebody that's keyed in. Hold on 1 second. Let's get them out the way. 773-3969. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad, man. How you doing?
All right, and yourself?
I'm doing. I got a question about a boosted engine.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying the oil. This Big Perm. What's up, dog? What's up, Brad, man? How y'all feel?
Big Perm.
All right. Hey, Big Perm. That's Chris Nelson from Nelson's Racing down in Florida. That's who's answering the tech question this morning.
How are we doing?
I'm doing, man. I got a boosted engine, and I'm finding oil in the intake, but not in the intercooler.
Okay.
What you think that?
Wait, is the turbocharged engine or a blower engine?
Turbo.
Okay. I would personally think that if it was a seal that was leaking oil from the turbo, you would find oil in the intercooler, which you probably already recognize that. That's why you referenced that.
Right.
Now, oil in the intake, it could be coming from the intake gasket leaking. And when you let out of the throttle and create a vacuum, so it's going from a boost pressure in the manifold to a vacuum in the manifold, it could suck oil from the lifter valve up into the intake manifold. That would be one of the next places I look. A lot of times what you'll see is the bottom of the intake gasket where it seals off the lifter valley would be wet, where it's pulling oil across it. A lot of times, it seems like, I don't know what type of engine it is, but it seems like the small block Fords are a little bit worse than, say, like a small block Chevrolet. But that would be one of the first places I would look.
Yeah, I'm here.
I was wondering, can you hear? Because there was a lot of background. I don't know if everybody can hear, but while he's answering the question, if you can go to mute, so everybody can hear.
I will. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm in a tow truck. I go to mute. I was just listening. Go ahead.
And then when you get ready to respond, just come off mute and respond, and then go back. Go ahead, though. Go ahead, Chris.
But like I said, the intake gasket would be one of those places that I would look that you could find oil in the intake manifold or the intake port, but not see it in the intercooler. Generally, it'd only really be introduced in the intercooler if it was the turbo that was leaking. But like I was saying, a lot of times when you let out of the throttle at the end of the racetrack or after the burnout, it goes from being pressurized and boost, and then it goes into a vacuum state. It can suck oil from the lifter valley across the intake gasket and get into those ports because of the vacuum. The only other real source, I shouldn't say the only, but one other source for that could be the rocker stand bolts that go into the intake if they weren't sealed up. When I say go into the intake, I'm referring to the roof of the intake port. If they didn't have seal on them and when the throttle plate's closed and it's in vacuum, it can pull oil through there also. But those are two of the places that I would look once you verify that the intercooler was dry, didn't have any oil in there. Then I'd go and I'd probably just pull the intake manifold off and check those gaskets because there may be an issue there. And if there is, I'd put it on there without a gasket and make sure that those angles fit really well. It's definitely more of a issue in a boosted application because of the pressure and or vacuum that we're dealing with in the port. So that angle needs to really be spot on.
Okay.
Did he answer your question, Big Fur? Go ahead.
Yeah, but I got one more question. I'm getting information. It's a fresh engine. I'm getting information. They're trying to tell me, well, somebody's telling me that it could be pushing oil past the rings, and I just can't see that because it's a fresh engine.
Not generally to where it would get all the way back up into the intake manifold. Now, if this thing smoked or something like that was the only indicator, yes. But if it was from the rings, and it would have to be getting so much crankcase pressure that it's getting past the ring and up through the intake port or intake valve when the intake valve is open, I just don't see that happening or being very likely. If it was that excessive, you would see issues in other places. I mean, it would be pouring oil out of the rear main seal and all these other kind of places because it had such extreme crankcase pressure. I don't see it being very likely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Big Firm. Hopefully we answered all your questions and everything. If anyone else have any other questions for any type of engine question, y'all go ahead and hit the one button right quick because, they got to get back to work. These big ProMod guys, they're trying to get out to the track themselves this weekend, and we need to make it do what it do. But we do have lines lit up, and I guess that's gonna seal the deal there, Chris. And nobody else want
to
get
you giving me the opportunity, to come on here and speak a little bit. Dog had some real good questions, and that's a good thing. Like to thank everybody out there for the support. I can't do it without the racers, They have a lot of options when, they're looking to buy an engine. So hopefully they give us an opportunity to give them a quote and do some work for them. You can reach us at the shop at 727-235, that's the fax number, 727-321-5756. And that's Nelson Competition. We're 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 7 a.m. till noon on Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Bread Man, this dog, I just want to, for all the people out there listening, we appreciate Chris for taking out his time because they don't realize when you take out your time to do this and stuff. We really appreciate it, Chris. And the point I did want to get across to a lot of people that didn't know, I wanted them to know, even though you might be a smaller, less name than the Fulton Boys and all that, like you call out, your customer service and people-person reaction goes a long way in business. And, Chris, you're doing a damn good job. Just keep doing what you're
doing,
bro.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, Chris. You take care. Later. There it is, guys. Chris Nelson. Good dude. We got a hand up. I don't know if he just came in. Hold on 1 second. 912-4274. Good morning,
Mike. What's going on, Bird Man? It's your boy, Bird Man. I did have a question for him, but I guess you didn't see my hand up. But that's cool. What's going on, everybody? Bird Man, you was in my bread this weekend, man. I just wanted to come on and say I appreciate that. But we'll get back with you later.
hold on a minute. Don't tell me Bird Man took some of your money, Dolomite.
Man. Hey,
come on,
not
bread, man.
You know,
bread,
they say that's bad with your heart now. You bet with what you see, right? That damn bumblebee made two passes, boy, had me scratching my head. Ain't nowhere in the hell he going to lose. I'm just
hold
out there with the bumblebee.
You bet it with the bumblebee?
Man, I bet it with the bumblebee based on the two passes.
Hold on, don't mute his mic. Kick him off the show.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and admit, how often do you see me going in my pocket? Really?
That's what I just said. I didn't believe that when he just said it, Bread Man.
If
Bread Man did it, you know you done lost me.
Exactly. I was saying, I asked him, I said, well, I pulled out $10 and he was about to hit me with his camera. He really was. So I just digged a little bit deeper in it. I'm going to tell you something.
Dolomite, if Bread Man was going to bet you on anything, man, you done lost, man.
Man, I don't care what nobody says. If that damn Bumblebee would have made a pad like he made it earlier, it would have been hell to pay. You know, I was betting on what I was seeing. You know what I mean? I know. And everybody kept saying, man, how in the hell are you going to bet against him? You can't bet against him, man. There's too much over that. And I said, yeah, but damn, that damn Bumblebee made two passes. Man, I can't believe the passes he made.
Dolomite, that's because you're a rookie. See what the shadow did. And I didn't want to get out no secret, but since this is a tech talk, the shadow throwed everything he could at the track and see what he could take and what he couldn't take. Then he bagged up from that and did what he had to do.
Exactly. I was just finna say that, though. That's what he wasn't watching.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You live and learn. You got to lose a little bit sometime to win a little bit. So, Bumblebee, you can't get no more of my money, though. But I sure bet it with him. I ain't ashamed to say it. Shit, I bet on what I thought I seen. So,
the thing is, y'all, he got all the footage on everything that happened. Dolomite has all the footage. DVDs will come shortly. But what he was doing is he would go back to his camera and look at the camera and say, ooh-wee. He missed it and was holding the fast forward button down while he was looking at dude's pass.
Hey, man, you're making a stomachache, man. Come on.
He had his hand on the fast forward button, and he wasn't looking at, you know, that other call on the other lane. That's what was going on. But, I had to make it sound, you know, real nice. But, you know, when he drove up there, the only reason I did it, dog, because I asked him for a Gatorade, and I was thirsty. And I don't want to lose
my Bread Man, you normally kind of keep it kind of down the middle, but you done told a lie today now. You talking about Dolomite got all the footage. I bet he got that footage where you won that money from him.
Well.
Yeah, I didn't put that out.
Well, you know, to protect the innocent, you know what I mean? I didn't want to get on film and, you know, do cartwheels because the track condition was pretty decent out there. I just walked over and he handed me that cold Gatorade. Really, that was all I really was trying to get from him. And I noticed I didn't get my last round.
Does that mean I can expect to get something back in the mail? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if that's what you want, you know what I mean? If that's what you want, cool. As long as you got cold Gatorades when I need some Dolomite, you fine with me.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what Steve Jackson said when everybody was asking him right up there, right before the run, right? They asked Steve, they said, Stevie, what do you think, man? Should we bet on the shadow? Stevie said, I ain't got no more money in my pocket. My pockets are empty. He said, I don't care about job money, but I care about mine, and I didn't bet it at all.
Yes, sir. He sure did say that. He bet his pockets.
Yes, sir. I should have knew then, but
Hey, Bread Man, I ain't gonna say nothing bad, but I need to ask truck driver.
Yo, yes, sir.
You ain't got to say nothing but yes or no. Did you get taken care of?
No, sir.
Huh?
It will come. Nope, didn't get taken care of.
Okay, that's all right. Go ahead, Bread Man. Thank you. I know what he mean.
Yes. I want to say this right here. Dolomite, you didn't notice truck driver before all that went down, truck driver walking up the hill, and he was like, y'all ever seen them little youth league players when they be slapping their thigh pads and they be on cadence? And he was actually patting the bubble bunch. He was walking up the track, and I said, that truck driver, good Lord. Man, he looked like he got thigh pads in there. But I knew what it was he had in his thighs. So right before the race went down, he came walking. He was running up the hill, and he didn't have them thigh pads in anymore. And then that's when you came up and said, Bread Man, what you want to do? And that's when I was like, please, I don't really engage like that. And I was acting all fearful, and that's when you twisted me, almost put me in that arm bar, and that just was like I was thirsty at the time, and I didn't have no strength, so I went on in and did what I had to do. But notice how I left, Dolomite. Good Lord. I'm going to just say maybe the Olive Garden today. The Olive Garden. How about that, Dolomite? the Olive Garden.
Hey, Brad, man, it was a pleasure meeting with you and talking to you out there.
Well, I didn't, you know, I didn't want nobody looking for you out there on the highway or nothing like that. You know what I mean? I know, just let me say, I do need some more engine parts, truck driver. I need a sponsor because I know you can do it. I know you can do it after this weekend. I know you can sponsor a car. I know you can. Good Lord. But, hey, I had a good time. I enjoyed being out there. Dog had this woman over there in my ear the whole night. He knew who she was, but he was in there videotaping me trying to keep that lady from bedding with me. That lady knew every car to bed on. And I said, I walked up to Dog and said, please, Dog, who is this lady? And she just kept saying, he said, Brad, just stand there and just smile at her. That lady, and next thing you know, when she heard him say, Brad, man, oh, Lord, I left. That's what made me leave, Dog. That lady called me 1 hour.
Hey, look here, Brad, man ain't lying now. We had a woman talking so much. I said, Brad, man, I don't know what she's saying. Just every 4 or 5 minutes, just said, uh-huh, she going to keep going.
That lady was boy looking at him. I said, good. She heard Dog say my name, and Dog, boy, look good, God Almighty. I left from the starting line. I couldn't take it no more, Dolomite. I didn't know who was worse. I said, man, but I'm glad there was a lot of people there because I was supposed to go, you know, Ernie said, Brad, man, I want to take you down the track in that hearse. And I'm going to tell you, Dog, I tried. I know
that'll be the fastest you ever been, too.
Well, all I told him is, if somebody put me in a hearse, I'm going to be 10 toes up. I ain't getting in no hearse. I'm walking. Y'all forgive me. I'm black. I ain't ready to get in no hearse before my time. I'm just letting you know. And not with one with a big old jet engine sticking out the back. But I was going to wait. He kept talking about it. Come on, it's going to be fine. Y'all know what I was going to ask him, don't you, Dog? You know what I was going to ask him. How I was going to
get out of it. What's that, man? What's that?
I was going to tell him I didn't have my safety fire suit.
Okay.
Exactly.
You got a point, Brad, man.
Exactly. That's how I was going to get out of it. You know, I couldn't just go down there strapped to no, because when I looked in there, he had your 1972 Wendell Scott helmet in there, and I was like, I ain't no way I'm finna get by. Oh, dude. I can't do that now. He had a helmet in there for me, but no fire suit. But I had a ball riding around old Ernie. We got to, you know, discuss some things, and things are looking up for the copy car contributors out there. We had a lot of guys with those systems out there, and a lot of them ran very well, and it's good. I got to admit, Ernie does well by setting up, being there for the people who use his products. I got to admit that. I enjoy it. But with that
let me say this, Brad, man. I had a lot of people calling me, asking me about, you know, hey, how many locked-in races they got? I don't want to come to the track. They ain't got no locked-in races. It wasn't about the, you know, locked-in races before the track for Saturday. That was a good show. That goes to show where, you know, you can put on a show and your races come in. And a lot of people don't want to come to the track because they don't hear about these locked-in races. It don't have to happen on the show. It can happen at the track. And, you know, Mike had an excellent show. Hey, he had, just like early, you know, he had race cars going in the track, down the track. You didn't know if there was a locked-in race or not.
Okay. Yeah, Brad, man, since this is your show and we're giving out knowledge this morning and you got different listeners, and I'm also having on my shows, all of them, a lot of fans, a lot of grudge racers, a lot of racers, period. You got to understand a race. This was not a grudge fest. This was not a grudge fest. I said it to say this here, Brad, man, and you might want to elaborate on this here because people didn't understand it. They said, oh, I was in the station for 4 or 5 hours and get with one pass. People, when you want to test and tune your car at a show that's not a grudge fest, You're going to have these delays. The show goes on first. The show was the 28, 29-inch race. That was the show. All grudge wasting, all testing in tune, and anything else was just optional. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, when you come to a show like this, don't expect to get as many runs as you would on a regular test and tune night or a grudge fest, because it wasn't a grudge fest. It was a show of 28s and 29s. So, Bread Man, maybe you can explain it in another way, in another tone, and the other listeners and callers, even Dolomite or anybody, can explain it so people can understand you're not going to get the same level of runs that you would at a regular grudge fest.
Well, you explained it great. I just want to say that I know that for those of y'all that came and did say that, I'm sure Dolomite did get those particular individuals, because after the big boys ran, Dolomite went missing for a long time. And he was down at the other end. He didn't want to come down to the starting line with me anymore. I don't know why, but he went on the other end. I'm sure he had those particular guys that was, say that, it wasn't any locked-in races or whatever. I don't really understand that. But I'm going to say this right here. Dog was right. And if we look at a lot of times, when you look at the promoters that are promoting the races, you have to really pay attention to what they're promoting at the time. And as far as action is concerned, and I'm gonna keep it real. I gotta keep it 100. That thing had all type of action. It had shootout action, grudge action. It even had UFC action going on. So, I mean, John Jones was going at it on the UFC side, and not that I'm promoting UFC at the tracks. No, I'm not. But I'm just saying it was tempered like that because it was some real stuff going on down there. I ain't knocking nothing. I can't knock nothing. The only thing, and I'm going to keep it 100, the only thing I got to knock is this right here. Everybody won't come on the track and stand behind the car, okay? If you want to do that, drink all you can drink off the track. Do not walk on the track with your cup in your hand, drinking cold water, because guess what? As soon as somebody bump into you, it's on the track. And guess what? That is a hazard for the driver. Everybody tracking, so now we got to stop the track. Go out there and mop up with y'all done filled up. And, it's just creating more time that we're going to be there. Go ahead, Dolomite. You had something?
Yeah. One thing I got to say, man. It's always going to be maybe one or two people always got something to say. But I'm going to tell you something about this, that race. That race had so many people enjoying themselves. Did you see how many people were cooking out? They didn't just cut. They already, listen, people had a good time. I got some video I ain't put up yet of people in the fence telling me how much of a good time. Listen, drag racing these days, man, and grudge racing in general, okay, the fans like to come out. They like to get together. They like to barbecue. They like to see two cars going down when they can pass money back and forth. You know what I mean? And they had all of that pretty much as soon as that sun got right. I mean, it was like one after the other. And did you see that roadie race?
Yes.
Did you
see? Yes,
that was when everybody did what you talking about. Man, I ain't never seen so many people say the hell with who telling me not to come on track. They came up there because they said, boy, them boys had a minute on that race.
The amount of cookies they had in the jar was that too. Plus, you got to realizing it's a good thing, too. Them guys from up Jersey and New York, they came down to support their team. And on that note, Brett, man, don't forget about your brother in Grudge Inc. Got a big show in Monica, Michigan this weekend coming up.
Oh, no. I can't. I got to we going to take a commercial break now. I got to put the Grudge Inc. in there now. I got to get in there and get my man on there now. Glad, Brett. They got me set up. Go ahead, truck driver. We open. The floor is open. Come on, y'all. Come on in.
Let me say this here to Dolomite. Dolomite, when you start making DVDs, don't forget about me. Don't put nothing on one of them for me.
Hey, Dolomite, also, when you get off the phone today, give me a call. I got something to say. I got something to let you know about it. Private, though. I need you to give me a call as soon as you get off the, when you get off the show.
All right.
We talking
about? Dolomite. Talking to Dolomite, truck driver.
Well, y'all, hold on. Let me go to a commercial break. Let me go ahead and pay these bills. Pay these bills.
The 901 Bad Boys will be present and looking for action as Grudge is invaded. Milan Dragway, Saturday, May 3rd, 2014. Both belts will be put up, one for the 28th tire belt and the other for the 29th tire belt. At the Milan Dragway in Michigan, gates open at 10 a.m., racing starts at 12 p.m. Spectators pay $20. This is a Grudge racing event with many races locked in. The South is coming, and Chicago said they're taking the belt. Get ready for action from Gold Digger versus Drew Clark, John Quick versus White Trash, John Quick also versus Dom, the Mexicutioner, one time for White Trash versus Turbo GT, Raj versus Tayo Steve, and Nappy versus Mike Dice. And it's all brought to you by Never Scared Racing, Peso Productions, and Grudge Inc. Saturday, May 3rd, mark your calendars, as the 901 Bad Boys will be present and looking for action when Grudge Inc. invades Milan Dragway. Saturday, May 3rd, 2014.
I'm back. I haven't been able to get this individual on the phone, but maybe if he's listening on the internet, I have to play this for you because you talk so much junk, and I just want you, while you're listening on the internet, go ahead and get your best James Brown impersonation dance on while I play this for you. And we're back. I'm back with y'all. I had to get that in there. I had to get a little jug in there. I know I'm going to hear about it, but it's fun sometimes. Just in the laughter, the fun it is. That's all it is. Back with you. Dolomite.
Yeah, come on, Brittany.
Yeah. Dolomite. Y'all.
I'm here.
Dolomite, what are we looking to see you at next? 14:45, I'm going to get right with you. Just a moment. Let Dolomite get his out the way. What are we looking to see you at next, Dolomite, recording or racing?
Hey, hold on just a minute, Britt, man. Hold on, man. Well,
okay,
hold on just a
second. Also, I want to go ahead and throw an announcement out there that I want to say May the 3rd, U.S. 19 Dragway, Bobby Wow Chow will be having him and Mr. Shut Up and Race will be doing their thing. They will come on and let us know exactly at the end of the show, the promoters talk segment, to let us know what upcoming races is going to be. Definitely ones from up north. If y'all got anything, because I know, boy, y'all really, the north really support the Bread Man One Time Show. With that being said, 678-1445. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, Brad, man, how y'all doing, Brad? How y'all doing? We've been out here, we've just been listening, and I was making a lot of noise, Brad. I'd have been hit the one button. But who that song was for you just played that then?
Oh, you know that was for the
Trigger Man.
Yeah.
Trigger
Man.
I went back and listened to that show. And you're right. You said I don't.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bread Man. I'm glad. Hold on, Bread Man. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna be quiet. I'm glad Mandrea finna come apologize to me, cause he was dogging me out like he had beat me, and I told him I was on the damn show laughing my ass off. Go ahead, on Mandrea.
Well, I just said cause you said that one and one. Took a man, give me one and one. That's what I want from him. I still want one and one. I just roast him. I just roasted a little Buddha all the way around, rotisserie style. Didn't I tell y'all I was going to do it?
You said it.
Oh, yeah. He ain't called me all day, but Trigger Man, you listening, you know, you can call me, man. 706-347-1141. Feel free to call me, man. It wasn't that serious. I just set the tone for y'all getting a whipping the whole weekend.
Good God, oh my.
Hey, Tick, I got to keep it real, Tick.
Yeah,
hey,
got to keep it real.
I got to throw that shout out there. You know, y'all probably did take a whiff all weekend, but I can say this. Grunt Racing won't be Grunt Racing without the prime time cap because everybody got, if they have nobody at the run, prime time going to try something before the night over with.
That's right.
And that's what I was doing, trying to pump it up. So somebody, I wanted to see somebody get their head knocked in. Hey, but before we go too far, since I just heard a chick on there, could you, Brad, man, if you don't mind, could he give us an update on how Big Dave doing? If, I ain't heard how he was doing. I ain't got a chance to talk to him.
Go ahead.
No, I don't have an update as of since Saturday, because I didn't get down there yesterday. I had a few things I had to do. But the last time I did talk to him Saturday, shoot, we was at the racetrack, and we talked to him that night, and he said he was doing a little better, but still just that pain still was there. That's all. He's still in a little bit of pain. And I hadn't talked to him, Ricky, I think Ricky going down there this afternoon.
Before my show so I can report now how you doing then.
Okay, and I'll get one for you before then. Before your show.
Chick, I just talked to him about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he going through the same thing, pretty much in pain, but I think he's doing better.
Yeah, because he's talking better.
Yeah, I think his sister-in-law, she answered the phone, and she said, I think she had me on speakerphone, said he was getting this. He was kind of out of it. They gave him a mess or whatever. And he heard my voice. All I heard, what's up, Drill? You all right? Come on, man. Tell him how you doing, man. You all right? Still in pain? You know, yeah, he's still in a little pain. So hopefully he'll come on out of this thing. Well, I'm pretty sure he'll come out fine. It's going to be a little long process.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to say, though, if y'all would just text instead of everybody trying to call, he might can get some rest, though. He definitely don't need. But if y'all have his number out there, just text him. And that way, we can get him on, rested up so he can get strong enough to get up out of there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all, the ones that are very, Chick, Kenny. Big Kenny's been going by that. Kenny, you still on? You still on?
Kenny, I'm in my own 3-4 time. Kenny been going by
there
a lot.
Yeah, I'm still on there. Yeah, Kenny, I want to say, man, I appreciate you for going by there, man, and keeping us updated on everything. That way, because I want to go down there and see him and everybody else do. And you know what I mean? I just appreciate all of us for showing our love, but I definitely, with you guys being in the front, definitely letting us know, we can kind of let them get well a whole lot quicker.
Kenny called me first late that night and told me about everything, and I've been checking with Ricky and doggone, I've been seeing him down there every day. So Bread Man really saying, when you're sick, you're glad for people to come see you, but sometimes they keep you from getting better because damn, you don't ever get a chance to get no rest.
Yeah, you need rest to get better.
I sat with him yesterday about 4 hours. His uncle was down from Atlanta. So, I got a chance to meet some of them, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, like I say, it's going to be a slow process, but with God, we'll help make it.
Yeah. Hey, okay, now, let's light this thing up, son. A Bread Man supposed to get Trigger Man on his phone. I want to hear about Trigger Man and Mandrill. Get him on his phone.
Yeah, get him on here.
Trigger Man, I got him at the clinic. He had an abortion. I'll let you know when he come out. I told you, dog, I was going to break that ceiling that he was sitting on.
Hold on a minute. The only way you can have an abortion, you must have put something in there to make him pregnant.
I turned to find out. I went to own somebody in there, so I sent him on the road to get an abortion. I ain't taking no chance of not being mine. Won't have me on tomorrow, so. Won't have me on tomorrow's show. And I'm not the father.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you what the liveliest thing was Saturday when that little boy was on the track when y'all was trying to find out who did it. And Free Eye holding the halo come to it. Talking about, I let baby pappy. That was the damnest funny thing I ever seen.
Put your left leg up, turn around, put your left leg up, drop your booty to the ground.
Now, that's the trigger man lay on his stomach. But if he get up, everything will run out. So, you can't walk.
Trigger man, no, you know what happened to Trigger man? He wanted to have a natural bird. I told him that's not going to work.
Trigger Man, I'm gonna tell you the funniest thing in the world now. When Trigger Man got his butt blowed out, he came back around there.
Yeah.
I'm just chasing to the 330. I said, well, how come you stayed into the 400? After he saw a gap in your interview going to the 330.
Hey, he should have quit at the 330.
Hey, to be honest with you, he could have quit once y'all left past the tree. When y'all left the tree, he could have quit.
He could have quit, that right. We left together, though. We left together. I looked at the ticket. He was a living, matter of fact, he was living just a tad better, 300, I guess, better than me.
Hey, dog. I tell you what, the car that Stevie was tuned in, Bubba, oh, boy. Man, I hate him to put on 29 and get in a shootout, man.
You talking about who you talking about?
Bubba.
Oh no, I didn't want to, you know, they wouldn't let him in because his car was illegal. They wouldn't let him in our Candy Crusher. They got to start cracking back on that because of it. See, they didn't mind Candy Crusher been running it, the same thing. But when Bubba came in there, they know they couldn't handle it. They started protesting. So Bubba couldn't run a Candy Crusher, couldn't get in the shootout because they was illegal.
Well, y'all, I'm glad I got you on, man, Drill. We can go ahead and get to what's going on May the 3rd, U.S. 19.
All right, May the 3rd, Mandrell Bible Child Production. The first time that I'm raised ever came to Albany, I've been getting a lot of phone calls. We got stuff going on for the kids. The gate's open at 10 o'clock. We got a 28-29 shootout, paying out $2,000. We also got a 7-0 shootout, paying out $1,000. We also got a bike race. I think Bobby called it a box race or something like that. I don't know for sure exactly what that is, but I guess it's a no-box class. That's what Bobby called it. And I also got something for the kids that day, so you need to get there early. I got a street car shootout, too. You got to drive in the gate. Tag, headlight, wipers. Everything has to work. Not worry about the radio, but it got to be full exhaust. Free money. Got to drive in the gate. They need to be there early so we can get the car checked and make sure they got everything they need to have. And we also got something early up in the day for the kids. So whatever your kid can ride on, whatever they can ride on, meet us in the stage lane. We'll be giving out shirts, prizes to all the kids. To all the kids. All the kids are winners. Nobody's a loser. All the kids are winners that were showing up being there. But that'll be May 3rd, U.S. 19, first time there.
There y'all have it. There y'all have it. Notice he said the cars will be checked. Will I be hired to check those cars? Because, you know, the first thing I want to say is everybody that's competing definitely need helmets on. And if you're going to be in the 28 class, bring your neck brace. So that we don't have to, get into issues with y'all letting them trans brake buttons go and getting whiplash. So with that being said, we can start at that right there. Definitely. Anybody else that got any races that they're promoting? Go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't want to let you know, Brad. That way I don't run small-tire cars because I gap them. But I like to run big-tire cars. So then as soon as you come out, give me a call. I can plant that seed off of your A to the double S. Get the car ready. Get my car, Brett. Thank you.
Yes.
Mandrea, William and Brett, man, gonna line up. I'm going on mute.
I tell you what, I'm gonna go on mute and say the date. No, I tell you what it's gonna be. December the 30th. That's when it's gonna be. December 30th. You be ready then, Brett?
Brent, man, that muted his own mic.
December 30th, Brent. You're going to be ready December 30th.
I should be you know, it ain't hard to tell, man, Drill. It ain't hard to tell.
No.
You know, my progress is definitely, we trying to get in there. Oh. They bought these lines, steady getting lit up. I'm finna get to y'all on the bottom side. Here we go. 954-2989. Come on in to the conversation at hand.
What's
good afternoon.
On,
What's going on? Nothing but, yeah. The one and only. Five to the teeth. What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on, Britt? I just got on a little late at that work after that long ride.
The guy looked good this weekend. He looked good. He know he got his butt whooped. He looked good.
Hey, dog. Let me explain something to you, dog. Listen, man. I really ain't like you. When you have a little issue, you can't say that. I got my ass so blowed out.
No, man, you look good, man. I don't care. You look good, bro.
I just got to get past that hump. I'm like Dolomite. I can't get right. And once I get right, it's gonna be hell to pay. I can tell you that.
But hey, I'm gonna tell you this right here. You know, nobody can say nothing bad about a car that competed.
Right.
Listen, man. Y'all showed out. You know what I mean? I mean, even the ones that had breakers. If you engage Saturday doing it, listen, I'm not going to leave out nobody, period. I'm going to say Thursday, Saturday. If you came out there and tried to engage, hey, shots out to you. We ain't here to knock nobody. Can't nobody say anything about that shootout right there, because everybody in that shootout had an opportunity to walk away with the big bucks. You know what I mean? And wasn't no slouches involved that I seen. I mean,
well
this
said,
was a,
Brad, man. Well
that
said.
Race right there. That race right there was for me to see a man go up against a turbo. That's we really don't see nothing like that. That was world-changing for a lot of us. These guys in the North, you notice, they normally be punching in. They normally be talking or whatever. But after looking at them videos, they don't even want to get on the Bread Man show. I'm saying this for a reason.
Why is this? Because you ain't got...
this ain't good, dog. I got to throw him in. 39-69. Oh, he hung up. They hit the one button, the boys up north. Oh, they didn't like that, though. Listen, that race right there, engaging with them boys, that's something we normally don't see. Dog, how many races we seen a nitrous car and a turbo going down?
Well, like I said, Brad, man, and like T5 said and everybody, that race right there, I hate to say it. I mean, whether people like, we don't care who the promoter is or who giving it or whatever, that race was for racers, man, and it was something for everybody. Make it so bad, I never seen a race where it was something for everybody. And like you said, anybody that was there, Brad, man, we can't take nothing from nobody. And like I tell T5, me and him go at it on the show, and like I said, but he know I love him to death. The man running good. I mean, you know, and like you said, you ain't going to win all of them. But he came out there and competed. And to make it so bad, Brad, man, we need to send a special thanks out to doggone Big Low, Crew Chief, and T5 and them. Man, they blowed up three or four trucks, man, trying to get there and still got there and competed on a high level without even being fully prepared, man. Props out to y'all, man. If anybody else told y'all, props out to y'all. T5, Big Low, Crew Chief, and the crew from Florida. Man, I love y'all, man. Y'all showed out, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we appreciate
yeah.
it, man. It was rough, dog. I ain't gonna tell you a lot, man. Mike called me, Mike, when I got there that morning, like, we got there, like, low left the house at 3:30 that morning, Friday. We like, okay, we're going to roll. I had already told Brett, I said, Brett, I'm going to be riding all night, so call me. Low say, well, I'm going to leave 3:30 that morning, Friday. I said, all right, well, I got to work, and then I'll run on up. I'll drop my trip. Oh, I'm 7 o'clock, I called. I said, man, Low, where you at? Well, we turned around, bro. Truck blowed up. Okay. Got another truck. Got halfway up by me. Called me and say, that truck blowed up. So what the hell going on? Got the other truck. That bitch blowed up. I had to go get that. I said, well, damn, what we going to do? Man, I ain't going nowhere. Bump it. I said, no, dog, we going to go. Because we told her we were coming. Bump it, we going to go. So we left.
He met me at the warehouse. We put everything in one trailer. That's why nobody know we was there, dog. We ain't had no pit bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, two cars and one trailer.
We didn't want to say it, but, you know, we tried to compensate everybody for going through that trouble. We was trying to prolong the race to make sure y'all got there in time to get in it, man. So props out to, unfortunately, I gotta say what I got to say, Brad, man, because it's a human nature story. Props out to the promoter of the race at the House of Hook this week. We was trying to do everything to make sure the guys that came and was having them problems was able to get in the race. So we did everything we could to back it up to make sure they could compete. And they did get there, and they did compete. So props out to the promoter of the race at the House of Hook. And, man, just an outstanding, awesome race. That's all I can say, Brett, man. I'm out.
Oh, yeah. Let me grab this next caller. See what it is here. 941-0817. Hello?
Hey, Brett, man. How you doing?
Oh, the ball-headed champ. The ball-headed champ.
Hey, Brett, man.
Yeah, come on in. What's going on?
Hey, Brett. Yeah, this is Hollywood. I was calling to find out who is that picking on you.
Hollywood, don't worry about that. Calm down, Hollywood. Everything fine.
Who's that picking on?
Stand down, man.
I'm ready right now. Don't wait till December 35th. I'm ready right now. You can get in where you fit in.
Who are they talking? Which one is there?
That Hollywood. I'm Hollywood.
The one I put on the field.
Let me tell you something right now. You don't be the big time car now. You can go ahead and come on get some now.
I tell you what. You do me a favor. When y'all have y'all family, you ain't never know, so I come in there and whoop your ass in front of everybody, your whole family. What about that? I want them all to see you get that whooping.
Now, man, Drill, you know we ain't about no comedy show. What you want to do?
Hey, when can we see? All you got to do is set the date up. As long as I'm available, I'll come down and clear the skin off of you. I'm not worried about you, because you know your brother ain't going to do nothing.
Those are my brothers
that came on the line. Y'all see they just be sitting back. They don't be about that playing around. If you're going to run, you're going to run. But it's coming real soon. Y'all heard that kid out there. That man did it talking to him.
Showed up and showed out. And for all y'all other
people that was involved with that race, man, I had a ball. I had a ball, and I want to put it out there, and you know what I mean? I ain't got nothing against no promoters. Pro Stock Joe, you sound like you had a great show. I mean, when I looked at Facebook, everybody that sold a show this weekend had a successful show. And like I prayed for the individuals, people, that, you know what I mean? It was a blessful weekend. And I was glad to be able to have the opportunity to see that this is going to be a great racing season, a great racing season. With that being said, if y'all have any other announcements, we're going to slide on out of here and prepare for this evening with Tech Talk with Ernie and also listening at exactly, I don't really have the rundown of everybody who knocked off everybody. I would love to be able to do that, but when I went to this race, I was basically going for the enjoyment and the fulfillment of just me getting out of the house, going to smell some fumes, and to be able to support, you know, the brother at hand. I don't have anything against any promoters, and I get along with everybody, and I just want to say that, you know what I mean, I am a true vessel of the good man above, and you know what I mean, we as a whole, me, I'm going to just speak on me and my crew, we're out here to be able to fellowship with everyone, and this show is a sponsor grudging show. And I want to thank Jay Barnes for sponsoring this show. I want to thank Grudging for having me to be a part of the company. We're going to continue to be in here and do what we do. May the 3rd, I was a bread man, was supposed to be in Milan, Michigan. Yes, I was going to make it there. But due to the Jolly Rancher and Big Dave, you know, being injured in an accident, unfortunately, I won't be able to go. I'm going to sit back and make sure my buddy heal up. But we will try to make other races. I would definitely be the other races. With that being said, if anybody have any announcements, y'all mics are open. Y'all come on with it. T5, you got any? How did it look down that county line, T5?
Hey, man, I ain't going to tell you no lie, man. We got county line. They say it was nice, man, but we lost one. He hit the wall look pretty bad from right now. I ain't get a chance to see him, but he wrecked. He all right. The cage saved him, so that's all we need. We can get another car. Can't get another joke. So best thing about it, he all right. He walked away. And, you know, one thing about it, he'll be back. He got another rigger down there, so there ain't no pressure.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you okay, and sorry about the loss of the car. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Bray man. Hey, you left out something there. You forgot to congratulate Mr. Willie Dog, him and Smokey, on their victory over the weekend.
You're right. You're definitely right. Like I said, he had the opportunity to put it like he want to, but I, you know what? It ain't nothing for me to,
right,
you know what I mean, give him his props. I don't want to be biased to anyone. But for that individual that Willie Dog knocked off this weekend, let me go ahead and give you this right here from the bread man. Okay, now, y'all pick your dog right now with his head going back, 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 back. Go ahead, dog. Get out, dog. That was
no,
dog.
Bread. Fred, I'm gonna tell you, Fred, like I told you, man, I got a big mouth, but I don't brag on my own self, though, but we've been knocking heads off ever since January.
Oh, so what is y'all record right now so I can go ahead and put you on the list for Grudge Racer of the Year so far?
Well, Brett, man, I don't get into them politics about statistics. I don't do it. I just race. If they don't know who I'm is or know about it, I ain't gonna worry about it, Brett, man. I do it for the fun of it and the sports, and but we've been knocking heads off since January. We're going to continue to knock heads off, and I got a surprise on May the 3rd if somebody do the right thing. That's all I'm going to say. Whoever do the right thing first, I got a surprise for their ass.
Oh, I hear you.
I ain't going to call well, no names. Know. I ain't going to call no names, Brad, man, but I'm going to give you the initials. Mandrell Bobby Childs.
Hey, I'm back. I come in on that. What happened? My wife had called. I'm back, though.
Oh, man. Well, I did it. You notice he act like he didn't hear that. Don't then the dog.
I just came in for real, Brad. No, who you ran the weekend?
I told you, man, I don't publicize this thing. You just, if you don't know, but damn, I can't help it, Brad, man. I've kicked Hurricane Ike ass off.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I do. Okay.
He ain't nothing but a doggone 20% possible chance of rain now.
Oh. Hey, you know what? Also, man, I want to say big props to Lil Mo. I don't know him personally, but I like his character. I mean, that man seemed like he helped everybody. Man, how many people? Man, that man knows some people over there.
Everybody come to him because he good, Brad, man. That's what you get for making him go fast and down the track. He good, though. Unfortunately, me and Hurricane Ike is out of his shop. He got another call there in his shop, too. I ain't saying I'm picking on everything coming out the shop, though, but as long as I got oil pressure, I ain't got no friends. And like I said, I got a surprise for May 3rd, and I ain't going to call no names. But the initials is Mandrell and Bobby Childs. If any one of them come out their mouth wrong, I got a surprise for them.
Man, well, I'm going to just tell you right now, you know he just told us we going to look for one of my brothers going to look for courage, the other one looking for a heart, and I ain't got no brain. So I'm going to tell you right now, it would take an act of God to get
inside anything. You got a weak neck. 129.60, it put you in a coma. Your neck weak. You got a weak neck.
Come on. Okay. Wait, who is that, y'all? All right. Well, we are back. Y'all know what this time is. We finna get on up out of here. Oh, Lord. Come on now. We got to shut them all down. I don't know, but we're finna shut them all down. Everybody finna get muted. Don't be mad. Dog.
Yeah, I hear you, Brad. Go ahead. Brad.
Hold on a minute. I got one left down here. Who is that 3969? That's who that was. Lord have mercy. Well, we can get on out of here, dog. I got y'all still with y'all hands up the mic that I muted. I don't play that talking in the background or whatever. This ain't no nightly show here. Y'all know how we do it on this thing. But what I wanted to say is I wanted to go ahead and, you know, let everybody know May the 3rd, U.S. 19. Also, May the 3rd, I'm going to play this one more time and get on out of here because I really admire the promoters that are promoting this race up in Milan, Michigan. And you know what I mean? You know, I support them. I definitely do. Let me get up here and play this hook one more time, and then we're going to go into the inspirational vitamin and
the 901 Bad Boys will be present and looking for action as Grudge invades Milan Dragway Saturday, May 3rd, 2014. Both belts will be put up, one for the 28th tire belt and the other for the 29th tire belt. At the Milan Dragway in Michigan, gates open at 10 a.m., racing starts at 12 p.m., spectators pay $20. This is a grudge-raising event with many races locked in. The South is coming, and Chicago said they're taking the belt. Get ready for action. From Gold Digger versus Drew Clark, John Quick versus White Trash, John Quick also versus Dom, the Mexicutioner, one time for White Trash, versus Turbo GT, Raj versus Hey Yo Steve, and Nappy versus Mike Dice. And it's all brought to you by Never Scared Raisin, Peso Productions, and Grudge Inc. Saturday, May 3rd, mark your calendars, as the 901 Bad Boys will be present and looking for action when Grudge Inc. invades Mylan Dragway. Saturday, May 3rd, 2014.
There y'all have it. We are back. Y'all, we're getting ready to go ahead. I'm finna start from the bottom. Go to the top. I will open your mic. You go ahead and give your last thoughts. And we going to go ahead and move on up the way. And Bread Man going to get his inspirational vitamin for the week. Should I say for Monday, because we may get on other shows and go from there. But with that being said, let me go and start from the bottom, 29-89. Starting from you. Come on with it. Keith. Final thoughts. Final thoughts. Guess he up out of there.
Brent.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I cut it off too here. Final thoughts. What you got?
Ain't nothing much. Brother, just hanging in there. You know, good show. And final thought is, look forward to the rest of the shows this week, and everybody be easy.
That's right. Appreciate you, brother. 1445, 678. Final thoughts. Going on up, Ben. 912-4274. Got any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah,
My bad, Dolomite. Lord have mercy, y'all. Boy, y'all, Dolomite, I hope you don't let that
sorry,
go
man.
Like that. On that. Good
I'm
Lord,
sorry.
That reaction. Come on with it.
I just want to say good show, Bread Man, and yeah, I forgot to say congratulations to the old guy, the Grudge Game. Anyway, dog did his thing this weekend, and like you say, I guess he's been doing it all year. We'll see how it goes. Good show though, Bread Man. I'm out.
Hey, Dolomite, I wanted to ask a question. I had a question for you. When are the DVDs of that show going to be out? If you could let the listeners know on the show, or are you going to make a DVD? Or are you just gonna post it? What are the plans on the footage you have?
I'm sorry, Brad, man. I appreciate the opportunity, bro. Yeah, this Thursday, all the videos will be ready to go out this Thursday. And let me tell you, yeah, I want to see some crispy, clean with no caffeine and not a lot of shaking, and some clear videos and sit, get your popcorn ready. Because I tell you, it was a hell of an event. It was packed. And you're going to see some good action on this video coming up. And it should be on my website for you to get, DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com. Should have it up tonight. So the link up anyway where people can go ahead and order it. But it'll be ready to go out Thursday. Appreciate it, Brent, man.
You're welcome, brother. Appreciate you, man. You're a great supporter. 803-8211. Come on with it. Final thought.
Hey, show, dog, congratulations on your win. Mike Hill, a hell of a fire show. Next time, I'm going to get me a hotel room. I had to drink an energy drink to get back home.
hey, Breadman, you see, Breadman, don't block truck drive in. You saw him at that 001 light on that reaction just then.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. That's how, I like a man like him. But I want
to – he turned that trash brake loop real quick then.
Yes, sir. He probably was still on that, get being effective from that energy drink, the way he's playing here. Go ahead, Truck Drive. Truck Drive, I enjoy kicking it with you. Definitely love fellowshipping with you. And I appreciate you for not just getting on the show, but you always there for me after hours as well. I appreciate that, man. You're great.
Yes,
you're great friend. Thank you. All right, dog. We down to you.
Okay, Bread Man. Excellent down-gone show, Bread Man. And I got to say, you need to mark this one down. This is one of your better shows to me, Bread Man. We didn't have a whole lot of people talking, but you had a whole lot of good information, Brett, man, and it was conducted pretty doggone good. Want to send a special shout out to Chris Nelson for coming on and doing an excellent job, and we want to you know, appreciate you, Brett, man, for bringing it out, all that, and for all the callers out there that are doing it. And man, thank all the people that gave you the Big Days Fund. You know, like I said, you didn't have to. It was just a token of our appreciation for a man that does never ask for anything, but he comes out to entertain you. So my point is, if I can entertain you for nothing, if you want to feel it in your heart that you want to donate, you can. If you did, you did, and if you didn't, you didn't. The Lord will give you your blessings whenever they deserve to be given. And like I said, man, just want Big Day to get well, man, him and his family. Hope everything go out right, man. I love them brothers, man. I love all y'all out there. No matter how bad or how nasty I talk to you, in my heart, I love you. There's just another side of me, and I love you, man. And Brett, man, excellent damn show, man. Go back and listen to your own show this time, Brett, man. This is one for you to bookmark to try to make all of them like that, Brett, man. Excellent show. I'm out.
Thank you. Thank you, Godfather. And last but not least, I want to throw out there, I want to say thank you to Davis Transportation for transporting a very, very important piece of human to and from Jackson. Davis Transportation, I don't have your business number, but y'all need to look him up because they will get whatever, you know what I mean, you need to get to the track. Appreciate that, Mr. Davis Transportation. With that being said, we're going to go into the inspirational vitamin. There are things in your life which you can change. Change it for the better. There are things you cannot change. Let it be. It's not for you to change, but God. Trust Him. God knows what He will do about it for the best. With that being said, this is the Bread Man. One time, thank y'all for allowing us to fellowship with y'all. Through Gene to the front, we'll see y'all. Come on, you declare it.